WCNO, Palm City.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. And it gives us 2 hours left before our live fundraising broadcast ends for the day and for the week.
And for the week, yes.
This will meet at the end of today at 6 o'clock or thereabouts. We will have, we're halfway through our spring prayer and chair for 2026. And the Lord has been good to us. We have currently raised $88,021.60. We still have $136,000 and some change to raise before the end of next week. But, you know, God is good, and he has a great plan.
That's right.
And we're just living out that plan in the power of his Spirit. And listeners, so are you. We're linked together in this wonderful work God is doing and forming the WCNO family. I do have a gift that came in the mail from David in Port St. Lucie. Another David. Mm-hmm. Us Davids, we're showing up.
That's right.
Really well this time.
I think it's a sign of the strength of David and the
yeah.
David being the king.
Yeah, I was named after that David. We have no other Davids in my family.
Yeah.
At least at the time I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since I was born, that may have proliferated the naming process, but I have no idea. And you're right. So, David, Port St. Lucie, a gift of $200. We thank you. Now, that brings the amount we need to raise down to $2,436. And I remind you, this is a matching funds challenge. The original gift put on this morning by Elsie Higgins, $10,000. And we've been chipping away at it all day.
Mm-hmm.
That, Karen, some people still don't know what a matching funds challenge really is. So why don't you give us a little, lift the lid on that. Talk about the engine of the matching funds challenge.
The engine of the matching funds. Well, you know how the word tells us to encourage one another and spur one another on to good works. So, you know, those that believe in the ministry of WCNO give financially. You know, people give in other ways as well, but giving financially, and they want to encourage others to give. And in Elsie's case, as in many others, she'll give a matching funds, and whatever the amount, her matching fund was $10,000. So anyone who gives to the station, the amount they give will be matched with Elsie's up to $10,000. So you're kind of getting double for your money. When you give a donation of $10, Elsie would give $10. You give $100, Elsie gives $100, up to $10,000. And that's what a matching fund is. And if you'd like to get in on this one, you can call 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And that's what a matching fund is.
Yeah, okay, great. Listen, we're going to go to some music. We have a call in from our good friend in Las Vegas, Nevada, way, way over there.
All right.
And we're gonna have him transferred into the phone, and then we'll get back, and we will be talking to him.
Find their way at the side.
Booyah. Booyah. Maranatha Music, your great name. It's beautiful, Tim. Welcome back. It's 4:08 here in Palm City, Florida. And we have on the line our good brother, Alan Love, who is calling us all the way from the great state of Nevada in the town of Las Vegas, where I guess it's hotter and drier than it is here right now. Alan, thanks for coming on with us.
Pleasure to be talking to all of you again. And speaking about hotter and drier, we are in the process of having the warmest days that ever have been seen in the Las Vegas area in March. To give you one example, on Saturday, they're predicting a high of 98, and the daily record for Saturday is 91. So not only are we having the warmest ever, we're beating the old-time records by more than 5 degrees over the next few days. And we've already beaten 2 days ago and yesterday the hottest temperature ever recorded in March in Las Vegas. In 2021, I was here on the day that Las Vegas smashed its all-time record of 117. We got up to 120 in July of 2021.
Whoa.
So the Lord can do what the Lord believes in our best interest, as far as what he created, not only human species, but all the animals, all the fishes, all the birds, all the flying creatures, all the bugs, all the parasites, all the bacteria, good and bad, all the viruses. It's all in God's plan. And the important point of all of my talking about the history of health and diet is the fact that God has laid out things for animals and men and women to use in their lives. And we have choices. And I'm going to talk today about a personal story. And it involves a choice. It's a choice of choosing your doctor. That is an extremely important part of health, because of the fact that when you choose a doctor, you are basically putting your trust in the doctor doing his work and his using his training and his knowledge to keep you as healthy as possible, to keep you away from things that are on this planet that can hurt you and bring you things that are on this planet that can help you. And so I have a personal story about doing just that. And when I came to Port St. Lucie, which was in 2009, prior to that, for a few weeks, I was living in Jensen Beach because my friend Nancy, who had a townhouse there at that time, was living there. And there was only one doctor that my insurance would cover. And when I had my first appointment, and only appointment with that doctor, he walked in and he examined me for about 10 minutes. And he didn't ask me many questions at all about my medical history or about any concerns that I had. He basically Jackson Beach. Well, by that time, I found a website called Health Grades. And Health Grades I have used ever since to help me get my medical team together. Because what Health Grades does is the reviews that patients put up about their doctors or their healthcare professionals, they come from the patients themselves. And when I found a doctor from healthcare and chose him to be my primary care physician in Port St. Lucie, I got a call from Health Grades. Thank you for submitting a review of your doctor. This was a couple of years after I was with him. And they said, if you don't mind, we would like to call your doctor's office and ask one question, and that is all. And the question was Alan Love an active patient of Dr. So-and-so? And I had already called my doctor's office, letting them know they were going to get that call from Health Grades. So when they called, they just said, yes, he is. And then Health Grade posted my review. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a good review. There are many not so good reviews that have been posted on Health Grades, but mine was good. Well, when I moved to Port St. Lucie, obviously I needed a new doctor. So what's the first thing I did? I went to Health Grades. And there were two doctors that I had a choice of choosing from. One was a top-rated doctor who was 61 years old and was educated locally right here at the University of Nevada and had great reviews and great potential. And there was another doctor who was about 20 years younger, who also had great reviews and great credentials. Well, my initial thought, because I was in very good health, was to go with the younger doctor. And I was about ready to do that, but one other thing that Health Grades does is it rates the hospitals in the area. Now, Health Grades team is the one that rates the hospitals. The patients don't. And so I looked at the ratings of both doctors regarding the hospital, and the 41-year-old doctor was accredited at only one hospital in the area, and that hospital had a 13% above average rating for bed bugs.
Oh my God.
And the 61-year-old doctor was fully credentialed at the three highest rated hospitals in the area. So it was a no-brainer for me to go to the 61-year-old doctor as my primary care physician. And what he is his focus is not only on doing things to cure what ails you, but his focus is primarily on preventing you from even getting close to any of those things. He is extremely knowledgeable as far as prevention as well as hearing things. So my point is this. It is extremely important to do your own research. That brings me to one final point today. The internet. The internet is a great resource, but don't look at it and the first site you look at, you think it's gospel. As an example, you can go online and look at a certified doctor telling you the best thing you can eat is spinach. Another website will say, don't you dare eat spinach because it's terrible for your kidneys. But what that does is it alerts you to talk to your primary care physician and say, look, I've seen two different things regarding opinions of doctors regarding this food or this technique or this procedure. Can you tell me about it or give me some insight as to what your thoughts are? And that's very helpful because when I see my doctor, usually I would walk in, I'm feeling fine. Do you have any, his first question was, do you have any questions for me? No. Well, I may have four or five questions right off the bat because I've seen things on the internet and I'm wondering if they're good or bad for me. Should I implement one or two of these things or should I avoid one or two of these things? Or aren't they any concerning? So that basically is my point today. And of course, going back to Corinthians, where Corinthians stated that our body is a temple to God and we should treat it as such. That's what I'm trying to do in this series. So, David, you know that there's ways of donating and pledging to WCNO, and it's always a pleasure for me to do that on Prayer and Share. And so there's a phone number, 221. The area code, of course, is 772. But those of you who are in the local area know that already. 772-221-1100 or 1100. There's a website that you can make a pledge or donation. That's WCNO.com. Or you can text to WCNO 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's 24365. And if you do not have the funds available today to make your donation, you can make a pledge. And we would prefer, if possible, that that pledge be available to us in the form of a donation by the beginning of the next Prayer and Share. And with that, David, I return it to you and Karen and Sherry.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And you've said some intriguing things in the last few days, got me to thinking about my diet. You know, what I'm taking in, what maybe I should be taking in, things I should be avoiding. And, of course, you talk also about the biblical foundations of good eating. And that would inspire, I hope that inspires some folk to get back into the Bible with that in mind.
Absolutely. And that's my point, and it's really my major point. You're not really living a true life unless the first thing you get to know in life is the Lord. And know that the Lord is also like WCNO, open to you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And how does that happen? Through prayer, obviously.
Amen. Amen. Something it's often, I hate to say it, but A lot of Christian folk neglect the full range of prayer that the Bible calls us to do. But that's probably
Absolutely. For another day.
Not
only that, to bring others, like a Jewish person like me, who is now a proud and Christ-believing Messianic Jew.
Mm. Amen.
That story comes up next week.
Praise the Lord. Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you, brother. Listen, have a great weekend. Try to stay cool and a little moist, because I guess.
Absolutely.
You know.
God bless all of you, and I'll be talking with you Monday.
Thank you, brother. You too. And that's our brother Alan Love. They're way over there in California, not California, but next door in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're here, here in Palm City, and you're listening to me wherever you're from or are right now. And we are doing prayer and share the spring of 2026, raising the next 6 months of our budget to keep this radio station on the air. And, you know, by the grace of God, we are coming up on 36 years of age for this station. April 9th, 1990 was our first broadcast day. And we're so thankful that Lord called us into being and has sustained us ever since. And we know he's going to continue as long as he wants us to be on the air. We also know, listener, that you participate in that. And the number to call, as Alan said, is 772-221-1100. And while we were, while Alan was sharing there, that we had a little piece of mail that I found here, a gift from Larry in Hope Sound of $25. Larry, we thank you for that. That's going to go into the system over here in a minute or two. And we're going to go back. We're going to have a little music, and then we'll come back, and we'll be talking to you more about this matching funds challenge.
Things change. Plans fail. You look for love on a grander scale. Storms rise, hopes fade, and you place your bets on another day. When the going gets tough, when the ride's too rough, when you're just not sure enough, Jesus will still be there. His love will never change, sure as a steady rain. Jesus will still be there. When no one else is true, he'll still be loving you. When it looks like you've lost it all, and you haven't got a prayer, Jesus will still be
thank you.
it looks like you've lost it all, and you haven't got a prayer, Jesus will still be there.
Jesus will be there, and he certainly will, and he is. And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we're on the last day of the first week of our Prayer and Share fundraiser, raising money for the next 6 months of our operations budget for this radio station, which is $225,000, and that's the listener-supported part of our total income stream. And